Hey Fathead, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing a shop exclusive from Romacraft. Now, you know I'm a big fan of Romacraft. I'm excited to review this. Before I do that, just tell you that I got this stick from a very, very generous Fathead shooter. Shooter gave this to me when we were down in Las Vegas, the IPCPR. Bought this at his hard-earned cash, so I really appreciate this. This is a shop exclusive for Two Guys Smoke Shop. If the name sounds familiar, they also run a podcast, The Cigar Authority. I listen to it all the time. Great podcast. Got to give some love out to all the podcasters out there. It's hard work. Regardless, this is a shop exclusive for them. This is the 2016 installment. You can see it's a little tiny guy, 3.5 by 50, just a itty-bitty guy. It's got that fuse cap on it, which is kind of cool. This is basically a redone version of the Romacraft Cro-Magnon blend. So it's got a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, a Cameroon binder, so that probably gives it some sweetness and nuttiness, and the Nicaraguan filler. MSRP on a box of this of 20 is $120, and I think the MSRP for a single works out to $6. So thanks very much, Shooter, for giving me a chance to review this. Let's get cracking. So it's got a really leathery, cedary note to it. That's really it, leather and cedar. It's got a closed foot, so it's going to be tough to... Now, I'm not picking up anything out of the closed foot. Now, given that this is a 3.5 by 50, I'm expecting a smoky time around the 40-45 minute mark. Because Skip tends to blend his cigars on the full plus side, over 100%, that's right, full plus, I'm definitely going to take my time with this because otherwise I'm afraid it might rock my socks. All right, so I believe we have a really good toast going on there. Now, there's a few things I could do here with the cap since it's got that fuse on it. I'm just going to opt for a straight V-cut. Works great for a 50 ring gauge, so that's what I'm going to do. That seems to have worked. Now, the draw on this is exceptionally tight. Feeling the cap, it's extremely firm. So this has been very, very packed with tobacco. No doubt done on purpose to slow down the draw, but it's extremely tight. I would liken it to, if you've ever gotten a milkshake, and milkshake's very, very thick, that's what it's like. Starts off much milder than what I would anticipate. Now, I have smoked quite a lot of Cro-Magnons in my time, but I think it's been a while since I've smoked one. So it starts out quite sweet. I was expecting a huge blast of pepper. Really, there is pepper there, but it's extremely in the background. There's a little bit of cedar and leather that kind of carries into the post-draw, but we're really just getting started here. Lots of rich spices and sweetness on the retrohale. A little bit of delayed pepper, actually. It's got some bite on the retrohale. So with about a 45-50 minute smoking time, I'll check back in and as the first third develops. Really only about 5 minutes in here, and the sweetness is building, which is nice because there's a monster amount of pepper at the back of my throat. It's like I swallowed a hot pepper. It's just kind of sitting there and burning away as pepper does. But, you know, I love, like I said, I'm a huge fan of all the stuff that comes out of Skip's factory, whether it's his stuff or some of the other blends it is for other companies. I'm a big fan. So I suspect the cigar has got a lot to go. And I also suspect the power of this cigar is just going to keep picking up as it continues on. Coming up on the 15-minute mark, and the post-draw leather is really building. I mean, it's like everything in this cigar, the dials have just been turned to 10. I haven't really felt any of the strength yet, but I'm sure it's coming. So I take a draw, and really, like I said, the post-draw is just completely taken over by that leather. Lots of rich spices still on the retrohale, though. If anything is nuanced, that's as close as it gets in this cigar, but it's going to be very in my face, I can already tell. Coming up on the 30-minute mark, it's a strong cigar. Some of the strength of this cigar is starting to hit home. Getting a lot of earthy leather. Really, the whole profile is earthy leather. If you're looking for something that's nuanced, this is not it. If you're looking for something that's fun, something that's extremely full-bodied, this is probably your jam. I think this is probably a little too much cigar for me, but it's starting to transition in the middle third here, so if I pick up any flavor transitions here going into the middle third, I'll certainly comment on them as I go. Passing the 35-minute mark, and there's lots of earthy cedar as it transitions into the middle third. Again, very, very strong cigar, much like a lot of the other Romacraft blends. I mean, this might be a good stepping stone if you're really wanting to get into the full plus because it is such a short vitola, but quite strong, very in your face, and that's how Romacraft blends. So if you like cigars that are really in your face and subtlety and nuance is not in the vocabulary, this is probably a good cigar for you. I tend to like my cigars a little bit more on the nuanced and subtle side, so this might be a little too in my face. Again, I love almost everything that Roma Craft puts out. I think this one's just probably not my wheelhouse, but we'll keep smoking and talking about the flavors as they progress. Passing that 40-minute mark, and the strength of the cigar is really hitting home now. And just for the record, I had two very large bowls of homemade spaghetti sauce and pasta to sort of prepare for this. I'm glad I did. I think if I had smoked this in an empty stomach, this would have turned out to be a very interesting review for the viewers. That being said, the earthy leather and the earthy cedar has kind of settled down a little bit here in the middle third. There's a little bit of sweetness still coming back in the retrohale. It's kind of trying to describe the sweetness. It's almost like a honeydew sweetness, but as it finishes, it's a very short finish. So you get in the retrohale and then very short finish. My recommendation for the retrohale here is if you can't stomach very strong cigars, you probably want to be careful with the retrohales here because that's where a lot of the strength of the cigar is coming through. So I'll probably have another 20-30 minutes of smoking time here, surprisingly, and I'll keep checking back in. Coming up on the 54-minute mark, and the sweetness is kind of cutting into some leather that's come back, and there's some earth with it. Not really getting anything off the regular draw, just those flavors are really coming through on the retrohale. Very strong cigar, again, probably not my jam. I love a lot of the Roma Craft stuff. This particular one, it's a little too much for me. And I said at the start, this is probably about a 45-50-minute smoking time. You probably want to take your time with this bad boy. Even if you're a fan of big, strong cigars, it's a big, strong cigar. So you definitely want to take your time. And like I said, probably a good idea to try this one on a full stomach. Passing the 1 hour mark and really at the halfway point of the final third here, that sweetness is actually building quite nicely here in the last third. It's very enjoyable. And again, serves as a great counterpoint to the leather and earth. I don't know if there's going to be much else in the way of flavor transitions here as it wraps up, but if there is, I'll certainly check in and make note of that. Wrapping up review of the Roma Craft Firecracker, the exclusive for a Two Guys Shop. Not really my jam. Is a little too strong for me, a little too in my face. I think if you're a fan of cigars that are very in your face, this is going to be right up your alley. Because of this smoking time, I mean, I smoked it in just over an hour. I think you could smoke it faster if you're big fan of full-bodied and full in-your-face cigars. This is probably a great one for you, especially with the short smoking time. I definitely recommend smoking this on a full stomach, because I think this could probably rock a lot of smokers who are not used to that. And again, if you're going to retrohale this, be prepared for a lot of strength throughout the cigar. The price is very approachable, so I think this would be a fun cigar to pick up 5-pack of. Again, especially if you're a full-bodied smoker, this is a lot of fun. Thanks for checking out the video review of the Roma Craft Firecracker. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review. If you like our reviews, give us an up thumbs, toss us a comment. You can send us an email, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. Thanks again.